campaigning in Michigan, Senator Obama told reporters he would visit Iraq and Afghanistan sometime before the election, but he did not give any specifics. Obama spoke earlier by phone with Iraqi Foreign Minister Zebari and said later he was encouraged by the reduction of violence in Iraq in recent months. But Obama also said it was important to begin withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq, something he has pledged to do shortly after taking office if he wins the White House in November. Obama spoke about his withdrawal plans during a campaign stop last week in Ohio.
I think we have to end the war in Iraq. Now we have to do it carefully. We've got to be as careful getting out as we were careless getting in.
The Obama campaign has been considering an overseas trip for some time. Official word that the Illinois senator will visit Iraq and Afghanistan came after some prodding by the presumptive Republican nominee, Senator John McCain. McCain has said Obama's plans for withdrawal would lead to a U.S. defeat in Iraq. And the Arizona senator has pledged to keep American troops in Iraq as long as needed to achieve victory. McCain spoke to reporters at a news conference in Virginia.
We are on the path to victory, and that victory means Americans come home, but they come home with honor and victory, not in defeat.
McCain met with Foreign Minister Zebari on Sunday, and Zebari told him the U.S. troop surge in Iraq is working. The war in Iraq is expected to be a major issue in the upcoming general election campaign. Iraq generally ranks as the second most important issue in polls of U.S. voters, right behind concerns about the domestic economy. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.